Welcome to the Rusak Gamers Podcast, episode 120. It's a bonus episode of Inspectors. Jeff needed some more time, so Todd pulled together another Inspector scenario for us. We also pull in the confessional rules, which are a lot of fun. Then we have some weirdness surrounding a ritual we need to accomplish. In other words, Jeff often gets the giggles. We even managed to slip in some Ferris Bueller references. Now for the second case, the couple that owns the Waverly Sanitarium needs ghosts, and they know just who to call. A link to the Inspector's publisher, Momentum Mori, will be in the show notes. Remember, comments, critique, and general feedback can be left on our voicemail, 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Or send us email, roy@rusakgamers.com. Join us on Facebook. Just do a quick search for the Rusak Gamers, all one word. Enjoy the show.
Huh? What's that?
Are we on?
Yeah, we're recording.
Okay.
How long have we been recording?
Oh, about 7-8 seconds.
Good.
Quit plying me with alcohol.
Oh my gong!
That's my goal.
Tonight's episode is brought to you by
Oh my gong!
Oh my gong brewery, Cooperstown, New York. Hey, I've been there.
Try it. You'll say, oh my gong!
Really?
Yeah, I've been to Hall of Fame.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Love the Hall of Fame.
See? Funny. Funny, funny, funny. Laughter. 2 out of 7. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Let me do the math.
I carry the
Hold
one.
On, yeah. Hit the crickets.
Take off my shoes.
Oh, yeah. See? All right. Good evening. Welcome to an extended edition of Inspectors. All right. Well, good evening. My name is Todd. Welcome to Rusak Gamers. To my left is...
Hi, I'm Jeff. Tonight I'll be playing Barry Moore, actor looking for work, and ghost hunter.
Jason playing John McQueen, manager, CEO.
Doug, I'm playing Jerry Baddins. He's a middle-aged sandwich shop artist with zero ambition.
I'm Joe. I'm playing Bernard Fields, ex-travel agent. Resident skeptic.
I'm Bill. I'm playing Dr. David Ross, the doctor.
And I'm Roy. I'm playing Timey Rocket, college dropout and science and chemistry geek.
All right. Last week when we ended, we had done the initial, campaign, for lack of a better word.
Franchise creation.
And you guys... found the problems at the ice cream factory and now have a backer. And what we are going to do now is you're going to have another
job.
Thank you. But we're going to introduce something else that I didn't introduce in the last game, is the confessional. Okay. And
I didn't do it.
This is your opportunity to just speak a la The Office when they're interviewing, when the documentary team is interviewing the members of The Office, so you can actually say what you want about the other characters, not players. But you're in character, and you can actually talk to everybody else at the table as, imagine, a person from the documentary, okay? So... when it comes to you, you're completely and totally in charge of this. You can do as much or as little as you want. So the idea is that, just reading straight from the text, happens when everyone on the show gets some alone time with the camera and speaks directly to the viewers. In a fictional show, it's called Breaking the Fourth Wall. During the scene, the subject of the confessional can talk about the other people on the show, shed some light on current events, or, due to the magic of editing, comment on events which have already happened in the past but have yet to see. During any scene, you have the option of stepping into the confessional and breaking up the action with your character's thoughts and feelings. So we have the option of starting it now, or you can do it in the middle of it whenever the thought strikes you. Okay.
And what can we do with the confessional?
Why, thank you, Bill.
Next paragraph.
It's the only time your character can speak to the players and not their characters, and it gives you free rein to introduce new story elements or plot complications. you can foreshadow events and then play them out during the game, or you can talk smack about someone's character and actually give them physical and mental traits and quirks. You can give it to someone else.
Why is Jeff looking at me? Why is Jason looking at me? Why is Doug looking? What the hell?
Well, now, Roy, to your advantage, you can only get one characteristic per job.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but there'll be five of us voting on it.
When you assign a characteristic in this way, you have the option of making the trait positive, brave, negative, cowardly, or ambiguous, secretive. Player who's given a characteristic should write it down and incorporate it into his or her role-playing from that point on. As a form of compensation for letting another player mess with your character, you get an extra franchise die at the end of the game, but only if you role-play that trait, Roy.
Hey, now.
Doesn't have to be used from game to game. Pick and choose the ones you like to mold and shape your character, but to get the bonus die, be sure to incorporate the characteristic into that game. So, you may start now if somebody has a little hair in their head.
You don't want to look at me.
I know. Or we can go ahead and start because I already have the idea of.
Although I think we should just let it flow.
Let it flow? Yeah. That sounds good to me.
Unless you want me to completely derail what you're doing.
It's been a typical day. You guys have a little bit more time to yourselves. Now because you have a little bit more money in your pocket. You got some investments. This is the time when you can, if there's something in specifically you want to roll up technology wise, you can do that now.
Wouldn't that be in the suiting up?
Yeah, it is. It is. Thank you. You actually have an appointment. A man comes, knocks on the door, and you did get my picture of the rose, didn't
you? Yeah, I did.
A gentleman and his wife come and make an appointment. They're kind of secretive about who they are, but they come and make an appointment with you, and it is they only give their names as Charlie and Tina. And they would like to make sure that they meet you all together. It's important. Matter of fact, it's important that they hurry up and do that because this time of year is very important.
What time of year would that be?
It is actually October 23rd, and it is imperative that they see you now.
Okay.
They meet with you. It's mid-afternoon, and they come up, and it's probably a guy in his 50s or 60s. And it's his wife, about the same age, middle-aged couple, 50s. Hey, I'm getting up there, too. I can say that.
Middle-aged just got pushed back.
Yeah, that's right. It always does.
About a decade or
yeah.
so.
Yeah. How old are you? 74. I'm middle-aged. All right, so they introduce themselves as Charlie and Tina, and they're the Mattinglys.
He's wearing all terry cloth, isn't he?
No, actually he's not. He's just wearing normal all clothes, and he comes up and he says, well, we actually need to talk to you. It's important, and we don't have a lot of time, and it's kind of an odd request. Do you guys actually catch ghosts? I mean, do you have the capabilities of doing that?
Well, of course we do. We've caught many a ghost before.
Okay, what do you do with them?
We put them in our little containment field right here.
Can you let them out?
If we wanted to.
But can you?
Yes, we can.
Okay. It really depends on how you define ghost.
Well, here's my question. Is that, does it have to be stored here?
Well, the containment unit is here, and it is proprietary technology.
Well, that's not my point. Is that, do you catch them? Do you, like, use a net or what?
Well, you,
who's a net?
Very much
I'm so. Sorry. Yeah. Do you have a job for us?
Yeah, but, this is kind of important.
You provide the ghost. We provide the capturing of the ghost.
Well,
you
know, see,
let us handle all that.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the thing: is that I want you to capture some ghosts, but I don't know where any are. All right, and this is what I'm getting to: is that I actually want you to capture.
Do you have money?
Well, yeah.
Can we see it?
Can we have someone less abrasive talk to the potential client?
No, I'm just asking a question. I mean, they brought us all here. We're here. And now They don't even have a ghost.
Are you saying this
catch.
In front of them?
You want to buy a ghost?
Actually, I'd like to buy several.
Okay, so that's what we're getting to.
Yeah, because see, what I want to know is that can you let them out in some specific place? If I give you the specific place, I mean, is that possible?
Well, there has to be some sort of a psychic reason for them to be there. They don't just go where they want to go. There's usually some reason why they're there.
Okay, all right. Well, let me put it to you this way: do you guys know what Waverly Hills is?
Of course.
Yes.
Of course we do.
You've probably actually been there, haven't you?
I grew up at the foot of it.
All right, well, here's...
Played there as a child.
We own the property. We own the building. We own the property that it's on.
How's that renovation to the bed and breakfast working out for you?
Not poorly.
Mm. Yeah.
So here's the thing, is that at Halloween, we make a lot of money off of this.
Yeah, crummy grunge bands in the fake haunted house.
Yeah, but here's the thing is that, you know, what we've counted on for years is that there actually are ghosts there. And we always had a problem with people getting on the property.
Understand, I'm familiar with Waverly, but I've never, I've been up there several times, been down the alleged death chute. I've never experienced any hauntings or ghosts or apparitions or spectral shadow people or any of the other claims that you people have made to draw tourism and money in
your
establishment.
Here's the thing is that, you know, whether you believe it or not, we've always experienced it. We've seen apparitions. We've seen ghosts. We've felt all the things that go along with it. We've heard the creaks. We've heard all that stuff. I caught some people on our property a few weeks ago, and they were, he uses air quotes and he says, exorcists.
Oh, boy.
So they come in and they do all this stuff, and now it's this placid, perfect place. It doesn't make any sounds. It's not creepy. You walk in there. It's this happy, shining place. I need some ghosts in my place. I need you to catch some ghosts and put some in there.
Do you know where your ghosts went?
I have no idea.
To the
I mean,
other
if
side,
you can,
man, to
if you can
side.
Capture them, that'd be fine. I mean, you can certainly take a look at it if you want to. We can arrange you get up there, you have free reign, but I don't know where they are. I mean, I'd be fine with any other ghost, you just plop them in there. That's my point, is if you can let them out, let them out. I'll pay.
Well, our containment field is actually empty at the moment.
Do you have any place you can go and catch them?
Do you have any ideas?
We usually go to Waverly.
You realize that not all ghosts are happy and friendly, right?
Oh, the unhappier the better.
Or real.
Of course they're real.
You'll have to excuse our friend here. He's
I was offensive.
How can you work here and be a skeptic?
He's deluded.
He works hard.
Oh.
Whatever pays the bills.
He takes a lot of drugs.
Okay. He has a hard time believing.
Okay. Well, I'm willing to pay if you are willing to do.
Sure.
Sounds good to me.
The
question is, do we want to go catch them or try to incite the ones that are there?
Split the party.
Okay.
So we're taking the job?
So you're going to take the job?
We're going to take
it. All right. So, Doug, what did we say is a 20?
Yeah, we have 10.
Okay. Is there any questions that you want to ask him beyond what he's already said?
Who were these people that came and did the exorcism?
They were from the Westboro Baptist Church. They snuck in on the property.
Those people can't exorcise a cold.
I know, but they did something.
Ghost
they must have just pissed them off or something as far as I know.
That's probably it.
Maybe the ghost had a cold.
Fake it. Make some fake ghosts for your crummy grunge band concert.
Battle of the bands. It's not. Hey, I've seen you up there. You probably paid enough money to go up there yourself.
He just lost. That was the year. He lost.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Look, a girl ran off with a believer, left him and his skeptic self there all alone. It was very sad.
Mm-hmm.
These people know nothing about me. Why don't you?
Sounds
fake
like
it?
Time for a confessional.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't you fake it?
That'd be. No, it's not the same thing to fake it. There's a lot of people that come up there and pay to go in and go through it, and there's
they've
like
always
I said,
got
the ghost,
gear and stuff too.
Yeah, the ghosts are always there. They always have been, and that's the lure of having them come up here.
Even before Waverly.
Even before, what's that?
Were they there before? Were they there before
the
Waverly?
Ghost?
Yeah,
I have no idea. Waverly was up there long before I was even around.
Don't you know anything about the place you even own?
I know that it kind of makes a profit.
Okay, maybe you let us talk about this for a little while.
Okay,
and we'll be in touch.
We'll definitely take the case.
I'm in charge. You can contact me.
Okay. When can I hear from you? Because I need to hear something soon because Halloween is upon us.
Oh, boss, dude, we're taking this case.
I know we're going to take the case, but we just need to make sure we got everybody on board.
If we are able to do it, you will definitely hear something.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
What's our going rate for selling this guy ghosts?
Well, I'm just wondering, boss, if this pans out, it could open up a whole new line of revenue.
Oh, yeah. And Mr. Skeptic,
renting out ghosts.
Weren't you trying to weaponize ghosts the last time around?
I just said that to make money.
Don't you? Yeah. Exactly. In order to weaponize, you're going to have to be able to transport them.
But I don't believe.
I think this would work out, but we need the right ghosts. We need ghosts that have charisma. Ghosts that have audience appeal. Not just any ghost. We're going to have to get something special. Something really special.
The seal
something
box.
Something with presence.
The ghost of Colonel Sanders.
That's good. Interesting.
If I believed in such nonsense.
And you guys know Cave Hill Cemetery.
Yes, we do. Backwards, forwards, upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Is he buried there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ghost of Muhammad Ali.
He's not dead yet.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Positive.
Jeez. Daniel Boone might be easier to get to, actually.
Yeah.
A distant relative of my very own.
Yeah.
Yes. I have his family silverware.
Wow.
Yes. True story.
Know?
Joe keeps falling in and out of character.
I know. No, it's kind of
no,
weird.
No.
Weirding me out.
That is a true story for Joe, not Bernard.
Well, it could be a true story for Bernard now.
Bernard doesn't have family here.
All right, so are you going to take the job? Are you going to discuss? What are you going to do?
Of course we're going to take the
job.
I
mean, he's got a good idea. It's going to generate revenue.
It always generates revenue.
Yeah, but we have to get the right ghost.
If we caught a ghost and could prove that ghosts were real, wouldn't we make more money proving ghosts were real than selling them to this kook?
Ghosts are real. What are we talking about?
You got to take into consideration. We have a containment field here, and we got a whole backyard that we can load up with whatever we want, and we get paid for it. We can use our containment field for whatever ones we want to keep and dump the rest. And when they get off the property, we just catch them again and make some more money.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay, so what do? You call them and tell them you're going to take the job?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Boss already said that.
Well, yeah. That's what the boss says.
We don't even know
what the boss says. What's that?
The fiction of the game, you don't worry about that.
Yeah. Your payment is twice what your dice are, so it's a 20.
So we're catching ghosts and we're not getting paid in money.
Yeah,
we are.
It's the fiction of the game.
I got it. It's just
bukus, buddy. Bukus.
Okay, look. We're not playing D&D.
More money.
There's no gold pieces involved.
We don't have to go shopping.
And we don't have to go back to town.
You're getting X amount of units of cash.
And we get more units the more successful our franchise is. Well, we have to get more units the more successful our franchise is.
How difficult would it be to put a containment unit at Waverly?
Make the roll. You suggested it.
Yeah.
You get to make the roll.
Burn it up.
But if it's empty, maybe we should put it somewhere else that we think is allegedly haunted.
All right. So now you guys have gone to the research investigation, and this is where you can, well, actually suiting up is the tech, but you can do research. And you can go kind of back and forth.
Well, what he asked was a research question.
Oh, it is.
As opposed to let's build it now.
Yeah.
I said, is it possible? So it's in academics?
Yep.
All right. I'll Google it. With my academics of one.
All right. Roll it up. All right. Now, Bill actually did some research into that. You want to go ahead and explain it? You
helping?
Did it better. Yeah, the helping. when you, we're doing helping wrong.
When you decide that you want to help somebody, you say how you're going to help. But then you actually have to make that roll. And you have to suffer the results. So one of the die, if you're rolling more than one die, you have to choose to get your result of the roll. So if you roll a 5 and a 2, you can take the 2 on yourself and give him the 5, or you can keep the 5 for yourself so you don't suffer the penalty and only give him a 2.
Yeah. Mm.
If you only have one die to roll, you fail, and he gets to die whatever it is.
Okay. All right.
So all those 6s we were passing last time, we might not have passed them.
Right.
So there you go.
Hey, if you got more dice, you can roll more 6s. You can keep a 6 for yourself and give a 6 away, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm going to Google this and check out Wikipedia. I'll be right back.
Just the one die.
Yes, one die.
Okay.
Well, he's not going to get anything because it's supposed to be Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
2.
Womp, womp, womp.
Oh, the GM decides your fate.
Decides your fate. And
you may suggest something suitably negative.
Negative. Do you have something suitably negative, or you want to let me go with it?
My suggestion would be that my search terms actually trigger some kind of Homeland Security algorithm. The way they're written. So that we're now being watched.
You actually have overflights of unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, that are hovering over you.
You mean
guys.
Drones?
Drones. Yeah.
Joe doesn't believe they're there.
No.
but we haven't seen them yet.
Yeah. And there's black helicopters too.
No, there's not.
That's only in the movies.
No.
Sure there is. The UN owns them.
No
black helicopters and UAVs.
No, there's not.
But as far as you're concerned.
I come back. I didn't find anything. And I think I fried the computer. It locked up and shut down. I don't know what happened.
So that's one of your 6 separate operating systems.
You got the BlackBerry tablet.
That's right.
Palm.
Palm OS.
Okay. Anybody else want to do any more research?
Did we get anything for that?
No.
No. That was a bad outcome.
Matter of fact, if you'd gotten one worse, no, that's the other one. That's the other one. So no, you do not.
I'm gonna do some research.
Okay.
I'm gonna go down to, University of Louisville's library, Ekstrom Library.
Archives.
And deep into the archives. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to look for, information about places around Louisville that are the most haunted places around Louisville.
Okay. Alright.
Waverly.
So how many dice are you rolling?
I'm rolling 3.
And you're doing
academics of 3.
You got academics of 3.
Maybe
okay.
Should I try to help you since I'm the man about town? And I mean, that's my weird ability is an ex-travel agent.
Or you could do something yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do something yourself. Or for that matter, Roy can always grab a die from the pool
bank.
That you've got over there.
Oh, no, this is a bigger chance.
It's not
screwing up.
It's not the bank, but okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
3.
Not great. I decide your fate, but you may be given a chance to suggest a single positive, albeit minor.
Albeit a minor.
What? Give me a small minor. Let me work with that.
That's disgusting.
That is kind of
Let me work with it.
That's still disgusting.
Work it.
Hey,
you were
hey.
Saying being monitored by Homeland Security?
Yeah.
Somebody has to make the electronics in this country.
Let's try the idea I thought of it. We get an idea where the ghosts are, but it's extremely difficult to get to them. I was just trying to find a place that would.
Oh no,
cover
you,
those.
You say you want you find them. Okay, all right,
but it's,
no,
it's like
no, I got it. No,
okay,
no, no,
okay,
no, no,
okay,
no.
Okay.
I got it. You find them. All right, you find out the perfect spot where there is a target-rich environment of ghosts, okay? But it's at the waste processing plant where the raw sewage comes in. That's where it's at.
Not it.
All right, let's split the party.
geographic question. Is that the reservoir?
No.
The one in St. Matthews, that's the water. Actually, that's part of it. There's more than that one, but that's part of it.
There, but it's not the waste treatment plant.
No.
Dr. Ross, knowing that ghost spectral activity causes disruption in cell towers, research is to find where the newest breakdown of the cell tower structure has been since these ghosts disappeared, because that's obviously where they would be now.
To do academics.
And Paranormal Encyclopedia.
Okay.
Four.
Fair. Describe the mostly positive result of your action, but you must include negative or humorous effect.
The most recent cell tower disruption is in Stinky Fields.
Oh, even better. The big wastewater treatment is on way out on the west end, on the, just south of Shawnee Park.
Oh,
yeah, Marathon Oil is right there.
Oh, that's good. That's good. We'll put you out off Ralph Avenue. That's where all that stuff is. So that's where the, and actually there's several cell towers out there.
Miles Park, yeah.
But they just started breaking down in an unnatural way.
Okay. The cell towers out there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So.
What's the humorous twist?
What is the humorous twist to it? Or a negative?
That was a negative. It was Stinky Fields is what I said. Originally.
So you're just confirming that it's it's there.
The humorous twist should be that there was an accident at the water treatment plant and the sewage is backed up around the base.
It doesn't have to be a humorous twist. It can be a negative, and I figured putting it at the unlikely spot would be a negative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All it does is guarantee that the Waverly ghosts are there.
That's where we need to go.
You just like covering people with crap.
Well, today.
Okay, so the past two games in this, we've been nailing those sixes and fives all over the place.
Now the highest roll we've gotten is a four.
Four.
Yep.
Okay. Any other research?
Please.
Or contacts from a man about town?
Well, that was more of a geographical reference and not a social reference. Jeff, were you researching about a mobile containment unit? Is that what your research was that flunked?
No, well, I was researching to see if it would be possible. Well, yeah, I guess a mobile containment unit that we could put there.
Can I make the same roll that he failed?
No. If you want to make something different.
You can have the same goal, I would think, but
well,
you definitely want to be
doing
something different.
Yeah, but you want to be doing something different. If you want to say, hey, I want to make it, or I want to put it on wheels, because he just researched if you could do it. That's kind of all he did. And if you want to say, I want to do it, but I want to put it on wheels, I want to be able to roll with it, then I'll give you that.
That's what I want to do.
Do you want to make it?
Well, we're in the research phase now, right?
Yeah.
Maybe find a way to modify the one we have.
Okay.
It's strapped to the roof, though.
Yeah.
Well, didn't we design that?
Yeah, you designed it to be on the roof with the glass-bottom boat.
Maybe I can design a similar one.
Huh? Last time?
What's that?
Didn't it break last time?
No, it didn't break. Mm-mm.
No, it was flawless.
No, it had the ice cream come down on it when it all melted up there with the gremlin.
Right.
Okay, so using those same designs, shouldn't I be able to research a way to maybe make a mobile pull-behind trailer type version?
Well, see, if you're researching whether or not you can do it, and then you can make it. So what do you want to do? That's my thing. Is that you're getting almost to the point of making it, because now you have an idea of what you want.
There's no reason you couldn't make it.
Yeah. So go ahead and try to make it.
Okay. What would I need to roll
make,
for that?
Make technology. Make it.
Yeah.
B.
Now
B.
Hold.
Definitely hold off on that one.
So I'm waiting on this roll?
No, you can do it.
But you won't get any help if you don't wait.
I don't need help.
Ooh!
Hold on, don't.
I got three dice.
Yeah. Drop the lone wolf bomb. The
rest of us like to play, too.
We'll play.
All right. I'm debating whether or not it's a five or a six.
It's at least a five.
It's at least a five.
I think it was a six to make our containment field.
All right.
Have.
Surely it is to be a... Okay, so if I need a six, I'm going to rethink that.
I'm going to go with 5 because you've already got the technology sitting above you. And you're just making it.
Compact.
Yep. Now, that doesn't mean that with a 4 you still won't get it. You'll just have...
an issue.
An issue.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
You can ascribe an issue to it off the bat and make it a 4.
But it better be a good one.
So you want a containment field that works perfectly. He says 5. You say you want a containment field that has this wrong with it. He says 4.
Any ghost that's stored in it, his personality switches 180 degrees. Friendly ghosts become not friendly ghosts.
Every ghost you put in sounds like a roaring blender.
How about...
it runs on a generator.
Yeah. I was going to say, how about power as an issue? How about it requires a...
30D
camper
batteries.
Hookups.
No. If it's going to require a power issue, it's going to require something weird. I mean, like, I don't know, okra to run it or something like that.
Biogenerator fueled by okra.
And it has to be fried,
fried okra
in peanut oil.
Fast food oil.
Fast food
biodiesel.
Okra from Indies. That's what it has to be. Yeah.
Yum, yum.
Yeah. If you want that for a 4, I'll give you that.
Really?
Yeah.
Just not fried food from Indies.
Fried food from Indies. Okay, I'll give you that. But it has to be the oil too.
Used oil from Indies.
Used grease from.
But it has to have bits in it.
And spicy.
But if I roll a 5, do we have to mess with that at all? Do I have to pick one or the other? If I get a 5, are we good?
No, you've already said I'll, because you're giving yourself the 4. So yeah, that gives you the opportunity. Now, if you just say, hey, I want it perfect, and you roll a 5, you're good to go.
Do it. Do it.
Well, you don't believe in any of this anyway.
I've been studying this problem.
Go for the perfect.
Okay.
Go for and, in the interim, since the unit upstairs have been designed, I've been sketching out, plans for an eventual mobile unit.
It sounds like a,
and
it's like a confessional.
No.
Could be.
Could be. No, it's not.
You've been doing it in the past.
I'm helping him.
I know.
You can't help on tech. Can you not help? I didn't think you could help on tech. Let me look. Well, I'm looking at requirements on tech on page 25.
I don't see any stipulations, Todd.
I don't see any stipulations either.
Way to stop the game.
And I think that Bill, being a doctor and a scientist, should be able to help me with a tech role.
Okay.
I mean, that only makes sense.
Okay. Then he helps
He's
with
a man
the tech
of science.
Role.
So, Bill, you do your deal first, right?
Yep. So I'm drawing up plans to help him in his building of the transport containment unit.
Okay.
The MCU.
And what's yours and what's his?
Well, I got a 5 and a 6, so I'll take the 5 to pass him the 6.
Okay. Good enough.
So the 6, I don't roll this. This is what
that
it
is,
right?
Six, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
So I quickly sketch up very intricate, detailed schematic of how the unit fits on the vehicle and how it connects to the power source and how it will function.
All right.
And rush them over to him and say, here you go.
And I'd say, oh, the red is positive. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I rolled a 5, but he rolled a 6, so right. We should be good. And all we right, don't need used fast food oil.
Okay. So now you have a portable storage facility.
The MCU, mobile containment unit.
Mobile containment unit. How big is it?
It's as big as a pop-up camper.
Okay. So you have to haul it behind the car
with
the UPS truck?
Yep.
All right, good enough. Any other research?
I want to research the exorcism that they performed. They probably had it online when they did it.
Okay.
YouTube video.
That's right.
Okay, go ahead and do an academics role for that.
I'll give him a hand. I'm going to try and help him.
Don't these people think YouTube is of the devil? Everything's of the devil.
I got a few.
How are you going to do it?
I got a few underground YouTube channels I subscribe to.
Underground YouTube channels?
Yeah, that are specifically related to exorcisms and the paranormal.
But you don't believe that.
Well, that's why I watch them on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Keep three and give the six.
How does that work? So
helping,
I fail,
right?
But I help him with a six?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He specifically gets targeted.
By Westboro.
No, no, not by Westboro. By searching, he targets the stuff I called an
error. Okay. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, he's better yet. By doing the research that he does, he's targeted by the churches, one of the churches.
Well, he's using the undernet, so, you know, his homepage is Goatsy for the next 3 months.
Oh, that's disturbing.
His homepage is what?
Don't ask.
Something horrible.
Oh, okay.
Like you would get if you visit 4chan too often.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's now targeted by Westboro's UAVs.
Yeah, Westboro has black
Westboro has UAVs, yeah.
He's got black helicopters.
Yeah.
Black drones. His iPad's infected.
With a demon.
With a demon.
With the gremlin inside.
You know
Jeff's
what?
Head.
That's a good one. I like that, Doug. Your computer that you have.
It's an iPad.
It is an iPad, especially after
I
today.
I got an iPad.
Yeah.
Fine.
It's a Zune.
No. That means it would kick ass.
Your iPad, all you can pull up on it now is Viagra, ads. That's the only thing it's good for.
In Chinese language.
That's right.
So is three bad? Just humorous result?
Yeah, it's a humorous result. You know, it's not too bad, but
although you can suggest a good aspect.
Yeah. See, he got his information.
He can get Viagra really cheap.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Great.
All you have to do is come up with a story reason why you need Viagra.
Right.
You're all set.
Well, there's only one. All right,
Jason, go ahead and make your roll, but you got a six with it.
Blood flow.
Six would be that.
All right. So describe what happens, Jason. Oh, and by the way, you get two franchise dice with that one.
Oh, I'm keeping track.
Oh, you already got, okay.
So we're at two, right?
Four.
That was a tech roll.
Two? Oh. We're at two.
Go ahead. Hey, you all should check out this video. It is great. Look at this. Look how they're standing around in the... On the YouTube video, it says they're supposed to be like this, standing around in a certain position. They're not. So they've done something wrong in their research. So why the ghosts are not there, don't know. But they screwed up somewhere because they didn't follow their religious belief.
Oh, that's good.
So
you were saying that the ghosts can come back. There's no reason.
Yeah, either the ghosts were...
They're not really exercised. What
right.
Saying.
They're not exercised.
They just
ticked off. Now the ghosts are just busy. Hacked off that Westboro was
they're
there.
Just, they're just too busy double over laughing at Westboro Church trying to exercise them.
Okay. Any other research that you want to do? Does anybody want to do a confessional?
I got a research. I remember the doctor saying something about ghosts being bound to a specific object or place.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to look up a ritual that we can use to transplant said object so that if we find the ghost somewhere else, we can find the object, transplant it to Waverly, do the voodoo, and bind the ghost back to Waverly so they don't run off.
Okay.
I got a four.
A four.
I find the ritual, and it takes 20 people to perform it.
Oh, sweet.
20 people.
20 people.
Okay.
Virgins.
Yeah. Half of them have to be virgins.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wait. This isn't Valley Station. You'll never find one.
Hey.
Wow.
Uh-uh. No. Oh. No. We're not going there. Ragging on my hood.
All right. Investigation.
I ain't even rolling no more. You ragging on the valley.
That's it. We're done.
Scoop.
Okay. Do you want to procure the necessary equipment to deal with the problem? What do you got to do first? I mean, are you going to have to go get the ghost? I mean, you found out that the procedure wasn't absolutely correct, so it looks like they can come back.
I'm outside trying to figure out why I can't light my cigarette. I'm on the roof. You're like, these matches keep going at me. What the hell's going on?
And don't forget, you have a gremlin in you still.
Yep.
Oh, that's right!
So
I think, didn't we decide that was a characteristic now?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If he plays that, then we'll get an extra franchise die. Which would be on top of
you
the.
You forgot all about that one, didn't
you? Yeah. No, it won't happen again.
Yeah, maybe we should channel the grand one. Maybe he's got some inside intel. We don't know.
You don't believe in that stuff.
You're right, I don't.
And after the last episode, sorry, fellas, but I just couldn't stand the Limburger smell. I had to go. That was just wrong. Whatever he did, he doesn't work anywhere near any chemicals ever.
I got a confessional.
Uh oh. All right, go ahead.
I got the confessional.
Now.
What did Roy want to say?
Now.
No, go ahead.
The characters aren't here.
I know.
You as players can. All right, go ahead.
Right. I think if the group just understood how important it would be to, you know, to really pull this off, the theater and presentation and stagecraft.
If they just give me Rocky Road, I could tell them where the ghosts were. Just give me Rocky Road.
Because stagecraft is the most important part of a presentation.
They're not gone. They're close by. If they just would give me Rocky Road, I would tell them.
Because theater is what we're all made of. I mean, it's in our past. The Greeks did it way back in the past. It's the oldest form of entertainment.
With both socks.
Now, exactly how is it that you deal with this other creature that's in your body?
What creature?
So you're not aware that this creature is in your body?
What are you talking about?
Oh,
okay. I don't know. Hey, tell the cameraman to tell the grip, the key grip, to go out and get us some Rocky Road.
It's kind of, and the way I see it as a player.
I'm the cameraman.
You know, the way I kind of see it as a player is it's kind of like Tourette's.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, if I'm focused on something, but when I'm like by myself, you know, relaxing,
or
it comes out and I have no memory of it.
Everybody, how long has it been since that fateful morning when he had the gremlin go in?
Well, it was a few weeks.
Yeah.
Not 2 weeks.
Not more than 2 weeks. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Two stress dice was a week, right?
Yeah.
So we've been off for a week.
All right.
At least a week.
So,
It hasn't been like this the entire time. The gremlin.
Oh, no. Let's find that out through the character.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Please ask me.
So, Barry, just out of curiosity.
Sure.
Do you drink?
No, not at all.
You don't drink?
No.
Okay. All right. That's interesting.
He does drink. He drinks all the time when he's alone. He drinks and drinks and drinks. He's so sad inside.
Okay. Do you find yourself losing time?
Losing time?
Yeah.
Now that you mention it.
What do you do for fun?
I like to watch movies.
They're porn!
You know, the classics. I like to go back and watch all the Academy Award winners for the past, you know, since the beginning. I love the classics.
He's lying. It's all porn. Jenna Jameson's all he watches. Jenna Jameson.
Yeah. The classics.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. Interesting to hear. Anybody else want to say anything?
I don't have anything to add to that. No.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I really do need to smoke, though, so I'm going to go back up to the roof.
Okay. Thanks. All right. Any other tech concerns? Procuring the necessary equipment? What is your plan?
Did we get the PPD fixed?
Yes.
After someone dropped it?
No.
Yeah, we fixed it.
When did we do that?
In the last game, when we went to the ghost left the creamery and went across the street through the wall.
Yeah,
we fixed it.
Oh, okay.
So that
they
could find him inside the, inside the cemetery.
Okay. Yeah.
One of the many sixes you rolled last time. What's your plan? What are you going to do? You going to go find ghosts first? You going to go to Waverly Hills?
Do we need anything else? I mean, do we need to know anything else? Do we need to do anything else? What is our plan, boss?
Well, right now we've got the exorcism was wrong. We just need to figure out how to attract the ghost.
Oh, I got a plan all worked out. We're going to need some temporary help.
What's the plan, Jerry?
Well, I found the ritual on how to rebind a ghost to a new location, so we just have to find the ghost, and I know how we can transplant him.
Okay.
But we're going to need some temporary help.
What kind of temporary help are you going to need?
Just like another 14 people. It'll be fine. It's really nothing.
How about a volunteer program with the local high school?
Yeah, an internship. Yes.
Wait. I thought you said they had to be virgins.
Well, okay, middle school.
Oh, they're from another part of town.
I hate this game.
Get them for Y-Pass.
Yeah, we'll get a bunch of nerds that haven't done it.
Well, they have to be of age in order for them to be paid, in order for them to work.
So they got to be 14.
Well, if it's internship, it's unpaid.
With their parents' consent.
Their parents' consent.
Still 14.
I thought it was 15.
14.
Oh, wow.
With parents' consent, it's 14.
Well, we're teetering on the
edge. We're talking about work, by the way. Work.
Yeah.
Right. We're on the edge of... I mean, are we going to assume that 14-year-olds are all virgins at any part of town
that we pick them from?
No, just yours. No, wait a second. We just threw the whole virgin thing out there. It's up to you. Who came up with the ritual? You came up with the ritual.
Ed said it had to be 20
Bad end.
20 people.
Right. That was it.
We never said virgins. You now have assumed that they have to be virgins.
No, Doug.
I just threw that out.
Okay.
Half of them.
Okay.
I'll find some kids. Hang on.
Every other one.
Oh! No!
Double sixes.
Okay.
I get in touch with the local high school.
Which one?
Well.
Y-Pass.
Do we want to go for close to Waverly or close to the sewer plant?
No, Y-Pass. And I, well,
that's either Shawnee or Valley. Which one's it going to be?
I think they're going to say Y-Pass because they're putting on a play for Halloween.
A Halloween pageant.
And we're looking for young actor interns.
Yep.
To pretend to do
a ritual.
Yes.
For YouTube.
For a music video.
Yes.
No, the music video went too
much.
No, they shoot music videos up there at Waverly all the time, so that'd be fine.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're having a big battle of the bands at Waverly. With grunge metal. Kids love it.
Death metal.
Really grunge. The kids love the grunge.
Whatever. Kids in these, they're rock and roll in their old Navy pants. I don't care.
It's going to be used.
They're smoking the reefer.
Whatever. They're on the weed.
Kids,
you know they're on the weed.
It's going to be used in a new Gore video, but we're filming the background for it. Their Gore is not actually going
to
be there.
We'd like to point out they're always hanging
out with their friend Molly, whoever that is.
Yeah. We do not advocate smoking, drinking, the use of drugs, or rock and roll. Thank you.
Encourage, but not advocate.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
sex, for that matter.
It always works
for
me.
Wait for the person you love, kids.
At any rate, I've signed them up. I've given them the night of the ritual, which is in...
When it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple days.
Well, we're going to have a dress rehearsal before Halloween. We're going to cut it close.
Okay.
There you go.
20 kids.
14 kids.
20.
20? Okay.
Yeah, 20. That lets us do other things.
I'm just saying you needed 14, but if you want 20, hey, that gives you stuff to do.
Roll double
six.
Right,
I don't want to get, inappropriate here, but how are we more inappropriate?
God.
How are we going to check them? Not check them.
Oh!
I'm sorry.
We're not
That's
checking.
That's not what I meant. That's not what
Man.
I meant.
How are we going to assure
verify?
No. We're not.
We aren't.
We're going to roll the dice.
Yeah.
It's easy. Look, you take a piece of paper.
Look. If
I got to, I want to, I got to, I got a contact.
Hold,
I got a contact.
Hold on.
Well, hold on. Let Joe finish.
Hold on. He just mentioned it, so Jeff has to make the roll now, right?
Well,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I got it.
If he succeeds, they're all virgins. If he fails, someone lied on their application.
Well, I mean, we don't know. Go ahead, Jeff.
As a theater person, I'm going to use my contacts at Y-Pass.
And your extra die.
To find out. Can I use my background to get the extra die?
What's your background in?
No, it's
out
your
of
talent.
Actor.
Your talent.
Talent's mimicry impersonations.
No.
Okay, but I'm going to use my contacts. at the school.
Yeah.
To feel out who are the best candidates to fit our requirements.
Okay.
And, or who is definitely not someone we want to use.
Okay. All right.
You with me?
So how many dice are you rolling?
Four.
Okay. Now, you have the option to take a four. If you have a four in the skill, you have the option to just go, I'm going to roll a four. I'm going to take a four, which is,
you get
fair.
The four result.
You get a mostly positive result, but you must include a negative or humorous effect. If you have a four in the skill, you can just take a four. Now, you obviously you don't get any franchise dice out of it, but you guarantee.
We want dice.
Yeah.
We want dice.
Or you can
roll the dice.
I'm just going to roll.
Okay.
Roll because bones. I mean that it, I can think of some negative humorous.
That would be funny, but
it's
we've
not,
gone over the top already.
Yeah, it'd be way inappropriate. Happening.
So roll a one and then it gets super inappropriate.
Yeah, but that's on you.
Yeah.
Woo!
Sixes.
Six, wow. Baby. I'm sorry.
All that's right. Okay. Describe the result and gain two franchise dice. Doug, you on top of that?
Hell yes.
Okay.
My contact, her name is Sheila. She works in the office and she is in on all of the gossip.
And she's a total whore.
Okay, so she's on the down low. She knows everything.
Yes.
Okay.
She knows everything. And so, but.
In air quotes.
She knows everything. So she provides me a list of individuals who, the good kids and the not so good kids.
Yeah.
The
so she knows the bloods, the geeks, the dweebs, the sportos.
The motorheads.
The motorheads. Yes. They think he's a righteous dude.
So,
pull a pencil out of your hair right now.
No, she's sniffing the liquid paper.
Liquor paper.
Grace! Grace!
Okay, Ferris Bueller on line two. Watch your mouth. Go soak your head.
Sheila.
Let's call her Grace.
Grace, okay.
We're gonna call her Grace now.
Alright.
Okay, so, Grace has her finger on the pulse of the school and knows which kids definitely fill our requirements and which kids probably do.
Okay.
And is there anything else I could add, throw in there with that? Is that six?
Amazing. Describe the results. Your description.
She provides us a list and phone numbers.
Okay.
And addresses. Actually, she just sends over a packet with headshots.
Okay.
Well, it is.
Because all the theater people would have that.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, with their contact information. Yeah.
How does it, I mean, typically you got a picture and then on the back
of
your resume.
Yeah, you flip it over, it's a resume.
Okay.
Well, it's your, your physical description.
Okay.
What your skills are, what shows you've been in.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
What,
good enough.
What memberships you may have in SAG, AFTRA,
You've got your usual suspects here, and you're 20, and they're going to go ahead and show up whenever it is that you tell them to show up. So now, what's the next step?
Well, now we got to find a ghost.
Okay.
Or should we conduct an investigation at Waverly first before we go climbing in the sewage? Maybe we won't need to do that. It's up to you, boss. Just throwing it out there.
There's nothing at Waverly. We've already determined that the ghosts are at the other site.
Yeah, the ghosts are in the...
I thought they flubbed the exorcism, and maybe they were there.
They did, which is...
Which allows them to go back.
They were driven off.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, to the sewage.
Okay.
Oh,
so,
tech roll. Wait. I do have something for
okay.
That.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
I want a Gore-Tex suit.
That's a four.
Okay.
Just one?
Yes, just one.
Okay.
What's a Gore-Tex suit?
The white suits they put on before they go into a contaminated area.
Ah.
Gore-Tex.
Bunny suit.
Now, do you want the thick ones or do you, cause, I mean, at work we have the little Gore-Tex suit, but they're like really thin and designed to be cut.
Why don't we wait for the roll?
Yeah, I'd say.
Okay. Alright.
Should I get six Gore-Tex suits? I mean, the cost doesn't change.
Is it going to increase the roll?
No, it's not going to increase the roll.
Hang on, hang on. I might know a guy.
All right, so.
Contacts, man about town bonus for help.
Is that your talent?
Yeah.
Is that your talent? Yeah, I'll give you that. So what are you trying to do?
I'm going to hook him up with a guy that's got some really nice factory quality suits.
Okay. Fell off a truck.
Yeah.
Fell off a truck.
It's a guy. It's a guy now. Six.
Okay. Nice. That,
and
what is at six and?
Four.
I'll take the four.
Okay. So,
the six.
You know the guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he doesn't like you.
Well, and here's, let's see.
Well,
you must include a negative or humorous effect.
It's my brother. We haven't talked in a while. He works at the All Good Peanut Butter Factory out in Riverport.
And you owe him money.
And I owe him money.
Okay. I got that. All right, Doug. You got your six.
Two.
Okay.
That is true.
I'll take the six.
Okay, so you have six.
Six Gore-Tex suits.
Gore-Tex suits.
And I'll hand them out.
Okay.
And these are pristine quality, still vacuum packed in the little plastic baggies. Perfect.
All right. So now what's your first step? You guys are going to go to the, yeah.
While he's getting the suits in,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to, cobble together, what is it you called the item that they're attached to?
A totem.
That sounds good. A totem detector.
Oh.
A totem detector.
Totem detector.
Say that five times fast.
Totem that five detector. Times fast.
that.
That wasn't very fast.
That.
Okay. We're here all week.
I'm gonna give you.
That's sexist, man.
Waitrons?
I'm going to give you a six on that.
Servers.
Wait staff.
And I know that I need this device because of the fact that ghosts tend to be tied to something.
You got one from the bank.
We need to burn down the bank.
This is not from the bank. This is from the...
That's off the credit card.
Credit card?
Yeah, that's a credit card. That's not the bank. That's a credit card.
Okay. And... Paranormal Encyclopedia.
Okay.
Six.
You got it.
So I got a little handheld device
mm-hmm.
with little flanges at the top that go do, 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 mm-hmm. as we approach the totems.
How do they go?
Very nice. Does it have any lights on it?
Oh, yes.
Whistles?
Bells. No whistles. Just
okay. Good enough.
I'm making that my ringtone.
Yeah. All right. Anything else? Anything else you guys want to investigate, do research on?
Let's go find some ghosts.
Let's go find some ghosts.
Let's go find some ghosts.
She don't believe in ghosts.
Let's go find some fakery.
Let's go expose BS.
Let's go debunk some crap.
Okay, so when are you gonna go? You gonna go during the day? You gonna go at night?
Come on, the freaks come out at night.
I'm just asking because I'm trying to set the scene. I want to see.
We're
how
going
you guys...
at night at
okay.
the witching hour.
We're gonna go at the witching hour at midnight
because that's the best time to find them.
Yes,
okay.
During the full hunter's moon.
Okay.
I sure know an awful lot about this crud to be the skeptic, huh?
Can we vote your characteristic off?
No.
He doesn't have one yet.
Any confessionals before we go on?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh!
All right.
One more rum and diet. And
so I just look into the camera, right?
Yes. Yes, oh, just go ahead and make sure you look straight. No, don't look to the left.
Straight
onto the camera. Don't look at the cameraman. Just go ahead and talk to the camera.
Right. Yeah. So, and okay. That one.
Yes, yes,
okay.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, well, you know, as you know from earlier, I am,
was a parapsychologist. I'm well versed in the abnormal and the unnatural. And yes, in my time here, I've had plenty of time to observe all my coworkers. Yes, and you see, I'm quite sure from my knowledge of psychology and parapsychology and several other ologies that you wouldn't understand, quite frankly, Bernie, he has a dark secret. Yes. Very, very obviously he has a dark secret.
Okay. So you're just assuming by his behavior that he has a dark secret?
Yes. It's quite obvious from the way he acts, the way he carries himself. Yes. Yes. Well, of course, I don't know what it is. I mean, that's something entirely else, but.
Is that presumptive of you? Or is that based
on
fact?
No, I'm a doctor.
Oh, okay.
Is there some kind of tell? How is this revealed to you? Is there some kind of
characteristic?
Is there a mannerism or a tell?
Basically, I'm giving him the characteristic of dark secret and then he can play it.
Okay.
I want you to give him a tick.
Yeah.
But then he'd be low on blood and that's no fun.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, Joe. You've got dark secret now as a characteristic.
Okay.
And if you play it, we get more dice.
Yay, play it.
Anything else?
Of course, you don't have to play it.
Oh, I'll play it.
Bill, is there anything else you want to
do? Oh, it's on.
No, I'm good. So that's all you need, right? Yes, I can go back to my experiment?
Yes, doctor, that is entirely up to you. If you want to, you know, proceed, you can, but.
Thank you. This was, enlightening.
Enlightening. Okay. Well, thank you.
But doctor, that's the closet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Get out of the closet.
Yeah.
There's the dark secret.
Wow, that came up quick.
Yeah. That didn't take long.
All right, real quick. I want to see if he explodes. <He's> still...
Why is he turning this way? Look at Joe. Yeah, if you're going to spew on Roy.
Boop, 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 boop.
Okay.
That's the doctor.
It's midnight. You guys hop in the UPS truck. You take
we need a name for our vehicle.
I thought we did.
I thought we'd Eve.
The Rocky Road.
Eve.
Why?
I burned it up. It's mine.
That's right.
He did.
Okay. It's got some kind of custom paint job on it. And
yeah, because it had like the 70s
sexy lady
paint job on. You remember when we were up at, what was it, Origins? And we saw that one van with the big stuff all on the side of it. Do you remember that? Obviously not, because I'm getting the blank stare.
No.
There was a van parked inside where they were doing a bunch of gaming in one of the big halls. You remember that?
I do remember that. Yeah. Yeah. Like a fantasy.
Yeah, that's it.
On it. Right. Vaguely, yeah.
All right, so you hop in Eve. Okay, so you hop in Eve, the old UPS truck with the 70s fantasy artwork on the side of it, and the MCU? Is that what you call it?
Mobile MCU.
The MCU. Right. MCU is trailing behind it, and you rattle down the expressway, and you hop off on Bell's Lane, I think, and you roll on up to Algonquin, turn left on Algonquin, come across. It rattles when you go across the railroad track because they haven't paved that in years, and you pull into the waste treatment plant, and...
Oh, my.
It is rank.
I put on my suit.
Did you get masks for the suits?
Because although it is October, it's an Indian summer, and it's warm.
Unlike this one.
Unlike this one, yes. So it's warm, and you're out there, and it's, you know, you guys show up, and at this point you see the waste treatment plant, and you can see the cell towers that are out there.
Who brought us out here?
The guy who sent your paycheck.
That's right.
No, I mean, I know, boss, I know it's not.
I know, I didn't want us to come here.
You were advised to come here by who?
Charlie and Tina.
No.
If I remember right, it was his role that gave us the first direction, wasn't it?
No, it was mine.
Roy started it.
His Limburger Cheese Man over here.
Wait, he made the Limburger too, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He's the one.
Now, wait a minute. Doug is the one that exploded it on everybody.
Just get your suit on. Just get your suit on. You're going in deep.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, there ain't enough magic pop rocks to kill this snow.
You guys show up. It's rank. At this point, all of Tommy's research has looks like it's proven true because it smells like
ghosts. Smells like ghosts.
Yeah, it smells like
Well, the ghosts smell like ass.
Yeah.
You need to back off.
Oh, yeah?
Noob.
Oh, I'm not a noob. I'm not that much of a noob.
You've been working here for 2 weeks.
I came in like 15 minutes after y'all left to go someplace, all right? And then I had trouble catching a bus. I wasn't 2 weeks late to the bus.
So the doctor pulls out his totem detector.
Okay, now you're going to detect a totem, but you guys also, did you guys not roll up a ghost detector or something? I thought
We've got a PPDs.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Those.
So you've got both, so you could use either one.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to use a PPD this time.
Okay.
I'm going to wheel out the cannon.
Okay, we got the cannon. I'm going to see if I can find some ghosts. Four.
Roy? Fair. Describe the mostly positive result of your action, but you must include negative or humorous effect.
Somebody smelling like crap.
Roy.
Sure, no problem.
Yeah.
I'm following the PPD,
mm-hmm.
and I'm paying so much attention to it. Yeah, I fall straight into a pit.
And the PPD Puddle. Is just...
I'm up to it chest deep,
mm-hmm.
holding the PPD up.
Save the PPD.
Save the PPD.
He's holding the PPD up, but what he doesn't realize is that these things zip up, right?
Yeah.
And it's actually seeping in.
He's filling up.
Come on, wait a minute. It's my description.
I know, but I just thought
I'm
of that.
Close enough to it. I'm covered in.
You're chest deep.
I'm covered in poop.
Okay. So, but he found some.
Oh yeah. It's going crazy.
Okay,
we almost lost $100 cart.
Yeah.
Throw us the PPD.
What direction is it, Tommy?
They're over there.
Throw us the PPD.
And you're going to have to go across this little pit in order to get at them.
Throw us the PPD.
Oh no, I got it. It's right here.
Throw it that to way. Us first. Throw us the PPD.
No.
Athletics.
So what do you do?
I've got a one. No, I've got a.
So what do you do? Now you've got your PPD and you're chest deep in raw sewage.
Ugh. Gently wade across to get to the side and I will climb out. I'm going
athletics.
In the direction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let it ride, Jerry.
Going in the direction of.
What's your athletics roll?
Three.
Okay.
Four.
Again. Same thing.
Gloop.
This is deeper than I thought.
I sink down right up to the zipper. I mean, it's right there.
I thought you were already right up to the zipper.
Yeah,
chest high.
Chest high.
I thought. Right. I think you're probably up to your eyeballs
and it
now.
Starts to seep in.
Oh. It's surprisingly warm.
Oh, yeah.
There's
oh,
steam yeah. and everything.
It's absolutely
oh,
warm.
Yeah.
Okay, nutty. So now it's seeping in.
It's neck deep and seeping in.
Okay, but you climb.
I climb out.
You climb up and out.
I'm going to need a shower, boss.
We need to.
And you know what the bad thing is? Y'all all have to ride back together.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
Guess where the keys are? Right here in my pocket, baby.
That's right. It's just
yeah.
I'm gonna.
I'll catch roll. The bus.
That's where the keys are.
Here's the way I envision it. Here's the way I envision it. I'm gonna drive. I strip out of this outfit, okay, and I'm driving that thing in my underwear, just like in Breaking Bad.
Oh no. Oh no, he strips
We'll get there. Okay. So now you see him crawl across to this island or whatever it is. Is it, what is this? Is this an island in the middle? Is this a causeway? What are we looking
at? Yeah,
here?
It's a causeway.
Okay.
Yeah, I should have gone around this onto a causeway that but I missed it.
Right.
I missed it by a few feet, and I walked straight into
it. The smarter five of the group walk all the way around. It takes them about 34 seconds longer than what it took you. And so they walk all the way around, and now you're pointing them in the direction of what the ghosts are.
And I go, it's that way, and I said,
whoa!
And I just miss everybody.
Doug, because he said, whoa, make me an athletics roll. I want to see if you miss it.
Six.
Oh. Six. So what happens?
He slings a point like that,
uh-huh.
And the poo goes end over end. And it's slow motion. I go, whoa!
Like bullet time.
It just wraps around.
It's like Peter Parker in Spider-Man. He looks at the poo, looks back at Roy, looks at the poo.
Okay. Now you've pointed out where they are. Where is it, Roy? Where is it, Tommy?
Well, wait a minute. Can we say, I mean, since you got a six, and you turn, and you look, there's a ghost right there. I mean, is that a nice?
That's Doug's thing.
Can we do that as an extension of his role? Is that
That's sure. It's his to describe.
The only thing I would add to it, it's in an older part that's no longer being used.
Well, he's near the cell tower, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Which isn't working right now.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Whoa, he's over there.
when you go out there, you see that it's going towards the cell towers. There's three or four trucks sitting beside the cell towers. You know, one's a Verizon truck. There's a couple AT&T trucks. Worthless people, but yeah.
They're all repairing it.
Yeah, they're trying to, but they don't know what's wrong.
Oh, I want to,
they don't even know how to use the bucket.
I want to walk over. And,
yeah.
And I want to get one of their jackets and sort of mix in with them and keep them occupied. You know, talking to these guys.
Do a context.
Well, I've got a, okay.
You got a what?
Impersonation.
Okay, I'll let you do impersonation.
Now you're gonna add your mimicry in?
And mimicry. Cause I'm just gonna say, you know, do you concur? Well, I concur, you know. Yeah.
Four.
Gremlin comes out. The gremlin comes out when you least expect it.
Right, okay.
But it's still successful.
I'm successful.
Uh-huh.
But it's not the way I want to be.
Okay.
I walk over and I'm going to be like, I pick up a clipboard and I walk over and I turn to a guy and I go, you got Rocky Road. And they all start, nice. Add a die. And they all, and they all sort of focus.
It's at the end.
They all focus on me like, and it just takes over. And so I'm like, who the hell is this guy? And I'm like,
No. You got Rocky Road. And they look at you and go,
dude over there is covered in it.
What?
Rocky Road ice cream. You got Rocky Road.
And
I love Rocky Road.
They look at you and you've got, you happen to have an AT&T jacket on. Okay. And.
Oh, sure. Put me at the bottom of the barrel.
Of course.
Oh.
Have to. I would have put you at T-Mobile, but no one would have believed it.
Oh.
Yeah. They don't work after five, right?
No. So. Now you've got two techs out there looking at you going, do we know you?
Come here. You know me. I'm the guy with Rocky Road.
They go, okay. And there's a,
I want my union rep. I want my union rep.
there's a hut. There's a small building that all the cables lead into. They quickly walk over to it. Unlock it and go inside, shut the door.
I go over and start knocking the door.
I want Rocky Road. I want Rocky Road.
Well, that's taken care of now.
Yeah.
That's okay. The problem solved.
You guys go ahead and play. I mean, over there, like, window, knocking on the door, you know, sort of climbing all over.
Okay.
I like, you know, it's weird. It's like, I didn't know he could crawl up the wall like that. Like,
everybody is now inside that building except
us.
For
Barry.
Barry's outside and he's kind of crawling around going, I want Rocky Road.
Mrs. Torrance. No Rocky Roads here, Mrs. Torrance.
So now he's otherwise occupied over here. What are you guys doing?
We're going over there to get the ghosts.
Yeah, find the totem.
You detected the... All right, so now you detected the ghost in the direction.
Mm-hmm.
Totem detector.
Mm-hmm. Want to locate the...
Do it.
Tech, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Five.
That gives you one. Describe the result.
So, I searching around with the totem detector, and it goes... And right there... Half sticking out of the mud is an old
plunger.
No. Well, let me ask you. You said mud. Is it mud?
It's not mud.
It's not. It's
mud.
A euphemism.
Okay. All right.
It's old.
I thought it was mud.
It's not mud.
It's not Rocky Road.
That's right. It ain't Rocky Road.
It sure didn't taste like Rocky Road.
Those aren't marshmallows. It's corn.
That's not
too much, buddy. way too much.
Nutty. Old grandfather clock.
An old grandfather clock.
Yes, and that is the totem.
All right, how much is it sticking out of the mud?
We can see the face.
Do you have a table over it that you're rolling on? An old grandfather clock?
No, just my head.
Wow. Mm. Okay. Cool. Sorry. It's very cool.
Okay, so that's your totem.
I love the way they sound.
And your totem
would have been lighter.
Yep, your totem now has to go back to Waverly.
Ugh. I'll start digging it up.
Athletic drill.
Oh, I'll help.
How are you going to help?
He's already covered in shit.
Yeah,
he could just get right down in. And yeah. Lift it from the
and,
bottom.
And, and when he comes over, it's
leaving a little
Amen.
Trail.
I'll help. I'll help dig it out.
You could all, yeah.
Dig it out with what?
His My bare hands.
Your bare hands. Okay.
Oh, I'm already. Yeah.
Nobody rolled up a shovel.
Yeah.
Nope. I'm already in it.
Go ahead.
But, if you wanted to do your,
confessional,
you could always remember that, is it, you could go, man, I'm so glad I remembered to bring the shovel.
Nah. I'll dig in the poop. Bare hands. Well, not bare hands. They're my gloves. But still, I've already got.
Well, go they're ahead. In the
technically, I've got
now.
Seepage, right?
Let's see what you roll.
Yeah. Yeah.
Six.
Well,
five.
Six and a five. Which one are you going to give Doug?
I'll give Doug the six. I'll keep the five for myself. One franchise
day? No. You're
no. Doesn't no.
Oh,
count
no.
For
my
help.
Roll gives me the
so now, franchise. So now what, how do you help him?
I'm right down next to him. You know, on opposite, sorry, not next to him, opposite side of him. So mm-hmm. I'm able to clear out this other side and put my shoulder into it. We can able to wiggle this thing a little bit easier out.
Okay. Doug?
After watching him dig it out, I'll help him pull the thing.
I mean, does he still need a roll?
Yeah.
He still needs a roll because, now, I don't think he doesn't get the bonus off of his die.
No, he gets a bonus. The franchise dice come off of his roll, and that die counts as his
okay,
roll.
Okay, all right, yeah. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
I rolled a five.
Okay, so you actually have a six.
Oh, so the success comes off of the helping die, but for franchise dice, he still has to roll. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying
no. The six, so if he said, I'm going to take a six, and then there's a six and a one, okay?
Right, well, what my question, though, he had a five. He gave the six to Doug.
Right.
Does Doug really need to roll?
No. He doesn't really need to, but
no, but just
should.
Roll, yeah.
Because it's what you're supposed to do there.
I couldn't change the outcome. It'd still be a six, no matter what I roll.
Oh, he doesn't have to accept the. He doesn't have to
choose
the
six. Yeah, he does not have to accept the six. He can say, no, well, let's see if I get a bad one.
Well, okay.
Sometimes getting the bad roll is fun, too.
Not required to choose the best roll.
Yep.
So Tommy digs out all the poo around the clock and off the face and the door and around the edges, and he wiggles it with his shoulder. And
he
after
rocks
I
it.
See the... seal break around the edge of it. Uh-huh. I will grab the clean spot at the top and pull it upright.
Okay. All right, you guys pull it up. Comes out of there. And you have now this, I don't know, what's the grandfather clock look like? I'll give you the roll because he said it's the face of a grandfather clock. You've pulled it out. What does it look like?
Heavy mahogany cabinet.
Uh-huh.
Chimes.
Okay.
You know, the Westminster chimes.
Uh-huh. Is everything there?
Only one weight.
Okay.
Well, you got a six.
I know.
Yeah, it's. I mean, he's describing it. I'm saying he can describe it any way he wants.
Well, somebody threw it away for a reason.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
What about
threw it away because it was haunted?
Oh, oh, could be. What? Oh. What? Don't explode.
Weights are attached to chains in there, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The chain.
Well, now he didn't fail. You don't have to come up with a bad thing.
I know. This isn't a bad thing. This is a good thing. Well, I think it's a good thing. I just thought it would be kind of fun. The chain, not just the weight's missing, the entire chain's missing.
Sure.
Okay. It was the murder weapon.
Oh.
Ooh. That is cool.
Creepy.
Okay.
They bludgeoned somebody with a weight from the grandfather clock?
Or choked him.
Garroted him.
So, Jerry. Sorry. Okay, so now you've got this big old clock out. What are you going to do with it?
We got to haul it back
to
the
put
truck.
It in the van.
Yeah, we got to carry it back to the truck.
Yeah.
Athletics roll. Who said that?
Athletics roll. Tommy.
I'll help him carry it.
Rock out with your clock out.
All right, how are you going to help him?
We'll tilt it face forward, and I will hold the clean part.
Okay.
While he holds the other end.
So are you holding the bottom or the top of it?
The top.
We'll see.
Well, this is my plan. I'm going to hold the
clean
your
part.
Yeah, that's your plan. Okay.
I got a five.
Okay, five and?
And a four.
Which one are you going to take?
Just set it down over there.
I'll take the four. So I'm carrying the top, the clean part,
uh-huh.
Except the door keeps opening and closing and smashing my finger as we're carrying it.
Okay.
So all right. Minus one to athletics? No.
No. Okay, so you gave him a five?
And I got a five.
Okay. So you got a five. Now you're carrying this across. What happens?
We carried across. Problem is, well, no,
there's no problem.
There's no problem at all. When we get to the truck, I'm thinking, man, this thing's a lot heavier than I thought it was. But because it's covered in poo,
mm-hmm.
It slides right into that truck.
We don't hurt ourselves. We don't sprain nothing. We don't pull nothing. Right in.
But it goes right on in.
Right
like,
into the truck.
Yeah.
Greased lightning.
Yep.
Okay. Good enough.
Well, we still haven't caught a ghost yet. Right?
No.
No, it's attached to the, well, is it attached to the totem?
Well, we have to go back.
I pull out my PPD.
We have to go back and catch
it. Hey!
I want to see if the ghost is attached to this thing.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, now's a good time to find out if you dug it out of the crap and brought it back to the
truck.
Keep
putting in too many dice.
Six.
Yay.
Six.
The ghost is attached to it.
Okay.
And
how many? One?
There are three ghosts attached
three
to it.
Three ghosts attached to it.
There are three ghosts attached to
well,
it.
Well, there's only two chains. You know.
Yeah. Only one's missing.
That'd have to be detached.
I mean, how people got, three people got garroted by the other one chain?
No.
All right. I'm just trying to keep it all parallel.
And,
well, there doesn't be logic.
Let's not bring logic in any of this.
As we slide the thing in, I see them hovering over top I see the ghost hovering over top of the clock, and what I see is it's almost like watching a play in three dimensions.
Help us, Obi-Wan. You're our only hope.
It is two people using the chain to choke the life out of a third person.
I'm gonna fire the cannon.
Okay.
At what?
Tech roll.
At whatever Roy thinks he sees.
It's inside the van.
And I'm going to fire it right in the van.
Do I have to make an athletics roll now?
You might.
To catch him.
We already caught him.
Actually, no, you're not. Mm-hmm. We're going to hope that Joe screws this up. And
what happens if he gets hit by the cannon? Do we know?
Well, you got hit.
We'll find out.
Happened.
No, I'm fine.
Tick, tick, tick.
I mean, yeah, they're kind of loosely attached to the clock, but we don't really have them.
Hey, just make the roll. Let's see what happens.
I want to catch them.
Let's make the roll.
Wait, are you seeing ghosts?
No, I'm not seeing ghosts per se.
Hey, no, make the roll. We'll see what happens.
Oh, no, you're going to make him make a stress roll?
You know what? That's a great idea.
Well, he doesn't have to be, well, he got a six though. I mean, does he
well,
have
that
to,
was, that
no,
was
that stress has nothing to do with it.
Right.
Stress.
Well, I mean, does he have to put stress? I mean, is there stress if he sees the ghosts?
Yeah. Yeah.
If the GM says so.
He is going to make a stress roll.
He being.
I wasn't going to say it. I knew everyone else was.
Bernie.
You know how many of those
how many
I
of those
edit
you
out?
Edit out?
I just want to say that.
You're he editing being. Those out?
You're editing it out, he being.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
You gotta leave some in.
I left a few in. After a while it got just like everything was
giving too many to
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
He being.
That first 2 hour game went down to an hour and a half.
After it took about an hour.
He being.
That's comedy gold.
No, it's not. The first time. It
comedy
was.
Pirates?
No, it's pretty good. Well, my tech is a 3.
Has nothing to do with the stress roll.
Okay.
You still roll tech when you do that.
Yeah.
This is you.
What am I doing first?
You go roll your stress die.
Roll 3 dice and hope for all high numbers.
Ooh. One. Two ones and a 6.
One.
One.
Two ones and a 6.
Betrayed.
Take the lowest one.
Yeah,
you always take the lowest one.
You just saw something that shouldn't exist.
Yes.
You lose
complete
your cool.
And total nuclear meltdown.
Oh.
Lose your cool if you have any, and lose a number of skill dice equal to the number of stress dice rolled.
Oh,
so
crap.
You lose 3 off of something.
Somebody's going to need a long vacation.
Can he, or something. Can he distribute those?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Number of skill dice equal to the yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that last time.
Yeah.
Well, that gives me 0 in athletics. Does that matter?
No, I mean, I'm just saying. I it doesn't.
You can do 1-1
anything
and 1.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know what your scores are.
Okay, I'll take 1 off athletics.
To make it a 0?
For being shaken, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take 1 off academics because this goes against everything that I've learned and
sounds
thought
good.
About.
Ghost?
What? And,
they remind me of my mom.
I'll take 1 off technology.
Okay.
Because it makes me maybe misfire the cannon.
Sounds good.
To some degree.
Fumble
now.
Fumble thumbs.
Yeah, that's
it. Roll your technology.
Oh, God.
I love technology.
Is it, wait, is it technology if he's shooting it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Not
well,
it, as
this
much
is a tech,
you.
Piece of tech, so it's technology. If he's shooting a gun or a crossbow or something, it would be athletics.
Okay, so firing the cannon is, alright,
this
is firing a
technology.
Cannon.
Okay. Always and forever.
There it is.
Oh!
6.
Yes.
Tell me what happens.
In spite,
Bernie.
In spite of the nuclear
meltdown
that I'm experiencing, I fire the cannon with pristine accuracy, and I capture all 3 ghosts in 1 round. Suck them in there. Yep.
Okay.
I let reel them back in.
This is a good time for a confessional.
Okay.
Okay.
Is this the dark secret?
I don't know. Where do I look?
Anywhere you want to look.
Look. Look at me! Look at me!
Okay, Mr. Fields, you can just look in the camera, address the camera. Just don't address the person that with whom you're speaking. Go ahead.
Okay.
Please.
First of all, I just want to say this whole case is turning my stomach. Or maybe it's whatever that is. And I point at a floating turd. First of all, we got 2 guys that claim to be scientists on the group, and they're not even the slightest bit skeptical. They do not practice critical thinking.
I'm sorry, Mr. Fields. I'm a bit confused. I know that Dr. Ross obviously says that he's a man of science, but who's the other scientist of whom you speak?
The chemistry kid. The one that's
failed out.
Yeah, okay.
The dropout.
Yeah. The dropout.
Okay.
I wasn't paying attention.
I'm sorry. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, and we got this actor guy. He's been with the group 2 weeks. He's something's not right with him, clearly. I mean, obviously I'm a fan of making money, and I think this is a good thing, but you know, if these guys really find out what happened with my beloved stepmom and how she unexpectedly passed away, it could completely ruin my whole skeptic.
Well, illusion. I'm sorry, Mr. Fields. This leads to two questions, which may or may not be related. I'll go to the other one first of all. At some point, you mentioned weaponizing some of the ghosts that you found. Can you weaponize floating poo?
I don't know as if it could be a weapon, but it could certainly be nasty if coming in in contact with one's skin.
Well, I mean, poo doesn't have to float to be nasty in contact with one's skin, does it?
No, but we should really get some shots after this.
Okay.
Case. What happened? I mentioned earlier that I owed my brother some money. That was kind of not the whole truth. Our beloved stepmother passed away. She saw a ghost and ran from her bedroom and fell down the stairs and died. I did not see the ghost.
Unprofessional gasp from the camera.
I did not see the ghost. My brother, who is estranged, claims he saw the ghost, and that's why we're not on speaking terms right now. Mm. The dark secret is a possible haunting in my family history.
Okay.
Now, is there a way, I'm sorry, because you are a skeptic, and this is just a rules question, is there a way that, you know, for example, that if you decide, hey, I'm no longer a skeptic, my mind has been blown, that now I'm not a skeptic, I'm a total believer, and you go the opposite direction.
I would say
no rules involved, so yeah.
No. Yeah, change characteristic. I mean, he can use that as a characteristic. I mean, the dark secret thing is, you know,
maybe that's why
it
ties together. I mean,
yeah.
Is that, now, I have a question for
you. He's just playing a skeptic. It's not part of this character sheet.
Yeah. I have a question though for you as in his confessional.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Did your recent experience, at the plant have anything to do with your revelation here regarding this secret?
Or could be the toxicity of the fumes of sewage making me hallucinate, or group paranoia.
Then what's in the mobile containment unit?
But why did you? Well,
what's in the box?
The reason why the reason why the producers here ask you that question is you brought it up. Turn the camera off.
We're done.
We're done here.
If you get up, take the mic off.
Yeah, turn on your mic.
Guys, take it off. Unclip the mic. Throw it on the table.
Well,
I'm done
you
here.
You hear all the stuff. He's pulling the mic off. Yeah. Like, I'm out of here.
I'm gonna get some coffee. Back to the action.
It's good because Barry's thirsty.
You gonna steal his coffee again?
If it's within reach.
Todd, that's 20 points.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Hey, awesome.
Wow.
Good for us.
We rolled like crap tonight, too.
You guys can go ahead and go on, or you can just say, hey, I got my 20 points, and we're going to go ahead and take them and release them over at Waverly Hills.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, me too.
I'm good with that.
But
we
got to
do the ritual, though.
Huh?
We got to do the ritual.
We got to do the ritual.
You still got to do the ritual.
Why don't we?
Let's go do the ritual.
Is there a way that we can extend this? I mean,
you can keep playing.
We can.
Yeah.
We can keep playing.
Oh, we get more points.
We don't get anything for it, though.
But we don't get points to go into the bank or anything.
No, nothing.
No.
And you risk getting stressed, which we have to burn the 20 points we have to pay off your stress.
Yeah.
We can just say we take it. We go to the ritual. We do the ritual. Everything's fine. We get paid.
Don't we need at least two more dice to pay for Joe?
No, you still get it, and then
two
it
more
just
dice
comes off of,
I'm not
off of Joe at the end.
Joe's lost stress.
No, we don't get any more dice. We just pay for the vacation off of what we earned.
Right.
Yeah.
Period.
Out of the 20 we have, we pay 3 to pay off his stress.
Is that including the plus one for him playing his dark,
no, that is
dark
not including the plus one. Not your plus one, not his plus one. Those come in after the fact, so we'll have 22.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
So you can kind of end it here, or you can...
We can talk about what happens at the thing, right?
You can play it out.
Well, we could say we call the kids in. We have the ritual.
Yeah, I mean, we can.
Duly scared.
We got eight dice to burn in the bank, so, I mean, we can do the ritual if you guys want to play it out. Because, I mean, we don't want 20 dice in our bank, first of all.
Well, we don't have to put them all in the bank.
Right, but.
We can bank them to make the next one shorter.
Yep.
Yeah. Or we can not bank them. We can have them floating unavailable to make the next one shorter to count towards the next mission.
Mm-hmm. You can do that.
Okay, so what happens at Waverly then?
It goes over very well. The ghosts are released.
Oh,
they're very excited.
I just thought of something.
And
if I can interrupt you just for a second, I apologize.
No, you don't.
I do. I just apologize. But if someone who hasn't done a confessional wanted to do the wrap up as a confessional, that would
you could do that.
Yeah.
So Jason. We've had three confessionals. It'd be one of the three of you guys. Jason, you're the boss.
I think it'd be fun for Jason to do it.
Well, and I just want to throw something out. What I was going to throw out there is that we start off as a small franchise, which has to do with how much we have to make and stuff, right? Maybe we, because of this...
Gain some fame and notoriety?
Gain some fame and notoriety and advertising, and boom, suddenly we're bigger than just a small startup franchise.
Oh, yeah. You guys are getting towards a medium-sized franchise now.
Okay. That's what I was going to... That's all I was going to suggest is maybe we're ready to step it up a little bit.
Hire some new people.
And dealing with Waverly Hills, you guys have gotten some notoriety based upon this.
We're on Ghost Hunters.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be awesome.
So, there's a confessional.
Not just this
Jason, you could do it.
The three of us could do the confessional together. We could all talk about our role.
You got to do it singly.
No, right? It's one person.
Well,
it's
Doug, why don't you do it? Why don't you,
Doug?
Yeah, why don't you do it? And I mean, if Roy wants to add something, I mean, Jason's pretty mic shy, generally.
Okay, sure.
He wasn't
not,
2 weeks
not
ago.
Not 2 weeks ago, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Just can't get a word in with you, man.
So you want to know what happened?
My little brother's intimidated.
That you want to know what? I'll tell you what happened. This is what happened. First of all, they made me carry that stupid grandfather clock back into Waverly. So we carried in. It is heavy, and it was still smelly. And I still got the bruises on my hand where the thing kept closing on it. So we carried it into Waverly, and we put it in place, right? And then we get in all the kids. Let me tell you about these kids. I don't know who said these kids were clean kids, but let me tell you what. I saw two of them sneak off, and that's why I think things didn't go well. Because I don't know what they did, but they were gone for 20 minutes, maybe?
20 minutes?
And when one of them came back, and when they came back, one of them looked happy. And the other one looked rich. You know what I'm saying? Okay? So we line up the kids, and we follow the ritual that I found. And I don't know. Maybe the doctor didn't get the words right. I don't know. But we did the ritual. The ghosts show up. I mean, the ghosts are there. The skeptic dude, he's like wigging out, running around in circles. Okay? The kids start crying everywhere. I mean, like 20 little kids melt down instantly. Okay? The ghosts are there, and they're flying around the clock, and the next thing I know, there's like a blinding flash of light, and the ghosts are gone. And that was it. It was so anticlimactic. Like, all the kids crying, bright lights, and you know how to explain to 20 different sets of parents what happened with these kids that were there for a music video? Really? It was a nightmare. I'm gonna be doing paperwork for all month trying to get this straightened out.
We should hear a different version of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, it's Roy. It's Tommy's version of it.
And then we'll come back to the CEO's version. Yeah. We made so much money. I'm thinking IPO.
Go ahead.
Well, look, man, you've been talking to everyone else, right? I mean, I'm not the only one that's come in here and do this.
We talked to everybody.
You know, I don't want to be the only one, you know.
No, we want to hear
you want to know what happened?
Unadulterated version of what happened. Yes. Go ahead.
Adulterated.
Unadulterated.
Oh. I was going to say, what kind of thing you got me into, man?
Well, you had kids.
No, I don't.
You had 20 kids.
Oh, you mean over at Waverly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this is what happened, right? We take that grandfather clock, man, and it was amazing. I mean, it was like watching CSI Miami or something. That just kept playing over and over and over again right over top of it. And these two guys just strangling this old dude, right? And so we get this clock out there and, you know, the other guy, I mean, he's kind of a wimpy little dude, but he was able to help me and he kept smashing his fingers in it and whining about it the whole time. We got the clock in position. The doc got there with the candles and the incense, which is God, we really needed it. Oh, we really needed the incense something bad. But during all this time, right, you know, there's some downtime and the kids were getting all restless. So, you know, I told a bunch of them about some really cool places, you know, to go up to in Waverly that were, you know, out of the way, so to speak, you know. So they go up there and, you know, they come back and we're ready for it and everybody's looking happy and everybody's excited. And all of a sudden the words are spoken and there's this big blinding flash of light, right? But I don't think everyone saw it. It was a bunch of people up there in the Waverly. They were taking pictures and that's how it got on YouTube. I couldn't believe it. There we were on YouTube.
We cut. What happens now is they cut away and show the YouTube video. And now they come back to Tommy.
So we got our earnings. We made some decent money on this thing. I think next year they're going to invite us back.
Now we cut back to the two owners going, such a damn waste of money. Jesus Christ. I can't believe it. And did you see that one guy? He bought into all this other stuff.
He was covered in crap.
Yeah. I mean, could you imagine the smell?
Literally covered in crap.
All right, John.
You know, whenever you want to hear my point of view.
Yes, sir. You know what? It's been nice to have you back here. We missed you for the last part of the other investigation. And yes, I think it's imperative that we have your version of what happened.
Me personally, I thought everything went smooth, but you know, we had a little rocky start with the trip. We don't really want to go into that because that brings up bad memories. But you know, we're sitting there while everybody was running around getting the kids in place, looking at the clock. You know, that thing is still functioning. You just clean it up, made it nice and shine. I even fixed it when nobody was looking. You know, that's what I used to do as a furniture salesman. So after I fixed this up, and two boys carried it out, you know, Mr. Baggin and Mr. Rocket, they carried it all the way out there and got it set up. Well, the cool thing was, you know, I invited Charlie and Tina out. They were there to see what we did and got for the funding of the money. They were kind of impressed when they saw the ghost go through the thing. But to my amazement, nobody else was paying attention because when the two ghosts were sitting there on top, going through their little routine, and the twilight hit, the ding on the bell was beautiful. That's what set off all of the lights. It's perfect. There was just the brilliant flash of light on the timing of the witching hour. It's beautiful. It's perfect. I think that was the selling point. We did everything on perfectly timed and money. Not everybody got along, but we did what we needed to do.
So, are you thinking about expanding? What's next for Odd Happenings, John?
I like to expand, but right now I've only got a couple that are management material. A couple of them I don't think we'll ever get out of the mailroom. But we're not going to name it. Look. But yes, we are going to expand.
As the credits roll.
Things are looking up for O Inc.
As the credits roll and they go by, the next view is of Tommy getting a series of tetanus shots.
And every now and then, like in the periphery of the shots on YouTube. Barry's there with like a tub of Rocky.
What happened?
Watching wide-eyed.
All right.
And occasionally behind him, the doctor with one of a variety of scanners is
scanning Barry. Scanning Barry. Making notes.
Touching him every now and then.
Oh.
All right. So we have vacation for, Bernie.
Yes.
Bernie's 3 days.
3 days.
Three dice.
Sorry. Three dice, and I think it's a week.
I think it's about 3 days.
I think it's a week.
I think it's 3 days.
It might be.
So we get a bonus for...
Yep.
We get a bonus for Barry,
uh-huh.
And we get a bonus for Bernie.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's 22 dice.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We earn 20. We spend three mm-hmm. to get him over his stress.
So that's 19.
So we got 19 left.
Right.
So what y'all think about this one?
This was fun.
It was good.
Okay.
So, yeah, good time.
What do the confessions actually give you at the end of it? Nothing?
Well, you can actually change the story. Though.
Yeah, you can change the storyline, add in characteristics.
You can add a characteristic like we did. You can do a flashback.
Where I could have had a shovel.
Where he could have had a shovel. Well, that would he could have flashed back to saying, I'm so glad I brought that shovel with me.
I mean, I put it there for the winter
mm-hmm.
when I get stuck in the snow.
Or you could do a flash forward of, you know, things looked rough then, but
it got better.
It got better when
the chicken showed up. And then yeah. somebody's going to put a chicken in their roll later on.
Right.
You add facts, you know, like the.
Yeah, it's all about you adding elements to the story.
The gremlin and how that sort of really affects.
Yeah, if there was something that you wanted to happen that you didn't think you could make happen. You could say how, you could hint at something that happens, and the rest of us go, well, now how can we make that happen?
It's like you get what you want without making the roll.
Right.
Yeah. Or you get us to attempt to do it.
And
yeah.
it's only one per game, so, I mean, it's, you know.
It's kind of like an instant. So you gotta, you get to break the rules for a second.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have an idea for next week's game?
No, but I mean, in all honesty, it won't take me long. So, I mean, this is actually really easy to prepare for. So
you prepared? Did you do that on the drive over?
No. Actually, I told Bill about it. I think yesterday. So yeah. The whole idea was that you know Waverly was out of ghosts. So yeah.
Next week we capture them and.
Okay.
And we could add new characters.
Yeah, you actually could bring in another character if you wanted to. You don't have to by any means. And it might be neat if one of you say, hey, I don't know, Tommy decided to go on vacation and you guys happen to find a weird one. You know, you could bring in a weird. Now, there can only be one weird per
franchise. You know,
per story.
No, per story. Yeah.
Okay.
So you could do that if you wanted to, or you could just go on with the guys that you've got. It's entirely up to you.
Hmm. Or even one of us could run and you could play someone.
Yeah, I could do that too. But I mean, it's real simple though.
Yeah.
Does Bill want to run one next week?
Was that what you were getting?
Is Bill hinting?
I'm actually not sure, but I would if you want me to, but I'm not really sure about that.
No, I'm okay running it. I have a lot of fun with this. I mean, this is a lot of fun running this.
It is a fun little game.
This one's almost more fun to play though.
Yeah, it's real simple. I mean, and that's the nice thing is just, you know, pulling information out of you guys. So.
But yeah, the book talks about how you could. It almost runs itself, so you could just trade off GMs to let everyone have a chance playing.
And so everybody gets to be basically the person guiding the story and everybody.
Mm-hmm. The same way with having a larger, where everyone has a portfolio of characters.
This week,
everyone could have a chance to play a weird.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Because you only have one weird in a story.
Yeah.
But if you select your dossier of agents every time you get a new job,
right.
The weird can pass around.
Yeah. I think being the zombie is awful neat. There's a zombie template in there. So.
And are we going to go to 40 next time or are you going to, or should we?
Well, we'll talk about that next time. We should probably put some of the dice back in the franchise, but I think keep the rest of it in a pool and not spend it in that way.
Does it jump to 40? Is that what happened?
No.
Whatever you have in franchise dice, you have to double by the end of the story.
Yeah.
Suggested.
So we started off with 10.
He could choose another number. He could choose a higher number or a lower number, but the rough estimate is double whatever's in your franchise.
20 felt about right, but it was mm-hmm. doable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course, that was in one session. If we have a higher number, then we're talking a two session.
We started off with 20 franchise. We started off with 10 franchise dice, and right now we have 27.
Wow.
Yeah, because you guys really aren't using those dice because you're rolling fives and sixes a bunch.
But do you have to pick that? Do you have to say I want to use the franchise dice?
Yeah.
Before you roll.
Before
you roll, you take them.
That's why I on one of the rolls I wanted to do, he thought I It was Doug important. Doug thought I needed an extra die. He handed it to me. He was like, well, yeah, I do need an extra die. I took it. Later on, I reached for it because I wanted to succeed. He handed me another one. I rolled it. So I burned two of them.
Yeah. Ideally, they should be in the center of the table, and you just grab one.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing. It's and, not and like, hey,
we don't,
do you think
we don't
I
get to stop
it?
You. If you want to use it,
just
you
grab
use
it and go. Yeah. That's the nice thing about it is that.
Which is really sad if you grab from the bank and wipe us out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do story elements that we created this time carry over?
The equipment exists.
Well, the gremlin, the black helicopters and the drones. And
yeah,
all that
I'm
stuff.
Dark secret. Unless he wants to change the characteristic,
I'm fine with it. The black helicopters and all that.
That was
seems like when we fail, the GM is going to keep bringing them up.
Yeah, I'll bring it up if it comes into it. So yeah,
because that gives him an immediate failure option.
Yeah, I think we had to just keep cycling back to stuff that's been created in the story.
Well, it's like Buffy or X-Files. You know, there's the standalone stories that don't move the myth along, and then there's the myth stories that is all about. Well, you remember that black helicopter? You remember that dark secret? You remember that gremlin? Well, here they are again.
Right. You can tie all three together, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well, and that's the fun of it, you know. But you guys got to fail. Because really, except for Joe's one on the stress test, which is kind of designed to roll a one.
We had several fours, though.
Yeah. And I think you had a
three.
A
two.
There was a two or a three. Yeah. But, yeah, I enjoy running it. I think it's a real simple thing. And to pick up and go, we could do it at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, anybody? All right, everyone say goodnight.
Oh, wait, sorry.
I want Rocky Road.
Yeah. I wanted to bring up one thing. I had mentioned it several weeks ago when Joe was still running his game, the Kickstarter that the guy from Lexington did, the werewolf.
Yeah.
He was originally seeking 2,000, I think, and got 24,000 out of it and blew through everything. Corey's his name. So if he's listening, I actually, sent him an email that we had mentioned him on the podcast, but I wanted to congratulate him on that because he's starting to actually send some of that stuff out.
Cool.
But it's really neat.
He just sent out an email. He's having some trouble because he went so far over. He's having trouble with his printer.
Yeah.
And, you know, frankly, the fact that he says, look, I'm sorry, it happened. Like, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, because he was trying to get all of them out except for the custom ones done. He was trying to get them out before Halloween. And considering that they went in last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's trying to get it out within 2 weeks of it ending. That's pretty amazing. But, I meant to say something last week, but I forgot about it. But, no, I was really impressed by seeing that, and so they're even talking about
he got the Rusak bump.
Yeah, he got the Rusak bump. So
did we air that before he finished?
Yeah, no, we talked about it a while back.
Yeah, he's talking about doing an expansion to it. So pretty neat stuff.
Cool.
But I'm sorry.
Do we have to pay Colbert now?
Yeah.
No. He'd understand.
He's a gamer.
He is a gamer. He is. And I'm sure he listens to the podcast.
Absolutely.
Well, how can you
Stephen Colbert, friend of the podcast.
How can you argue with anyone who actually owns Sting?
And a Captain America shield.
And a Captain America shield.
And a
picture of House.
And the entire cast of Lord of the Rings and chocolate given to him by Viggo Mortensen.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
You didn't see the episode?
No, I missed that one.
When Viggo was on there, he brought on Viggo, because that's what I call
Viggo,
him.
Viggo,
yeah. You know, when I call
close thousands, personal Facebook friend.
Well, yeah, when I hang out with him, I call him and say, hey, is Viggo there? Tell him it's me. And,
Viggo.
No, but Mortensen was on there, and he comes in, and he's got the entire cast of Lord of the Rings in chocolate, and
great.
He gives it to him.
That is funny.
Yeah. Nice. He's probably on YouTube.
All right, everyone. Say goodnight.
Speaking of Facebook.
Oh, jeez.
What?
You didn't plug our Facebook page,
yeah, I did.
Roy.
Yeah, I did. At the beginning of the episode that releases tomorrow.
Oh, well, I don't listen
But
to
you didn't
crap.
Do it in this one.
You got to do it in this one, Roy.
I do. I do it at the beginning. It's in our contact information.
Oh, no. In the podcast.
Oh, in
we
the podcast?
We haven't heard this.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't
we
heard the fact that we have a Facebook page?
We never listen to the podcast. So we don't know that you're plugging the podcast.
Yes, I do.
In fact, we should have a new banner tomorrow to reflect the new game.
Bruce?
Hmm?
Great.
Inspectors. Right now it's Nova Praxis. Banner? There's an inspect. I'll put an inspector banner up tomorrow when this one drops, when the other one drops.
Cool. What was the phrase? Screwing up one game at a time? Or?
Yeah.
Killing games one rule at a time.
That's us. This one's been out for years. Trust me, we'll screw it up.
All right, now are we finished?
Yeah,
are
we finished. Does anybody else have anything else?
Yeah. No, someone interrupt Roy now.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Oh, wait.
No, go ahead.
Say goodnight.
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 Okay, so you can see that this game is actually a lot of fun. It brings together so much in a quick and tight way. The confessionals allow everyone a great bit of story input and allows you to control things in the way that players usually don't get to control in a lot of ways. And it's very simple and straightforward. This is a great, fun game. Okay? Give it a try. It's a lot of fun. Now, finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusak Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Inspectors is copyright 2002-2003, Memento Mori Theatrics. Drop us some email, roy@rusakgamers.com. Drop us some voicemail, 502-4141-RU, that's 502-4141-766. Or show up on Facebook. Let us know you like us.